Welcome to The Dirt Show, brought to you by Pulver Towing. And today we're going to be talking super stocks with Braden Hedke. We'll also hear from Jesse Olson from Medieval Chassis and Bob from Midwest Collision right after a few words from our sponsors.
Simply adding Cookies barbecue sauce is sure to make meat taste better. But when you really want to hit a home run, try one of my approved recipes. Speed the Sauce Man here, and I've got a bunch of easy-to-make creations at CookiesBBQ.com. Barbecue meatloaf, Grandma Elmo's broiler burgers, heck, I'll even tell you the secret to Speed's racks of ribs. It's all at CookiesBBQ.com. Hey, smart cookies use Cookies barbecue sauce. Anything less is meat abuse.
At Land Pros, our team of brokers and auctioneers specialize in farmland sales, live land auctions, and online land auctions across the Midwest with total sales of 190,000 acres. At Land Pros, you get a team of land professionals going to work for you. We pride ourselves on providing local service and knowledge with national marketing and results. If you're thinking of buying or selling, contact Land Pros agent J.J. Wise at 641-420-SELL. Or go to landpros.com. That's LANDPROZ.com.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric, offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
Played bumper tag lately? No matter how your car gets damaged, Midwest Collision will make sure it gets fixed right and on time. No shortcuts, no compromises. And remember, where you get your car repaired is not your insurance company's decision. It's yours. So make the right choice. Choose your locally owned and operated Midwest Collision. Give Bob a call today at 332-2434. That's 332-2434.
With football and beautiful weather aplenty, you'll want to make quick work of everything on your automotive to-do list. Napa Auto Parts can help with great offers, save time and money with a Craftsman cordless half-inch impact wrench kit for $199. And avoid waiting for a friend or a tow truck when your battery is down with the Napa 700A jump starter in your trunk. It's also specially priced at just $55.49. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by super stock driver Braden Hedke, number 19. And Braden, there are a lot of Hedkes involved in Hedke Racing. Justin in the number 27 super stock, yourself in the number 19 super stock, and Brock in the number 13 pure stock. You are a busy guy, and it seems like you're busy with race cars all of the time.
Yeah, we do. Our life is pretty much centered around racing. Between my dad racing and now me racing and my brothers, it's pretty much all of our free time is put into racing now.
What division does your dad race, and is he still racing?
He did race super stocks up until 2016, but at the moment he is trying to build a new shop, so he has to take a couple years off for that. But he still has a super stock that he's hoping to put together here pretty quick.
That's awesome. In case somebody gets sick, he can jump in your car.
Yeah.
You just came off a very busy Wissota 100 weekend. How did that weekend pan out for the Hedke race team?
Well, it wasn't the best weekend, but we still had a good time. We had some trouble with the motorhome and my pickup on the way there, but we got there eventually. In the car, we had a couple hiccups during the week, so we ended up not making the big show, but still always a good time to get out there and race with all those people.
That is a really good point that you brought up, and we haven't talked about that on a show for a while. First, you have to get to the races, and I was just thinking today, there's an issue with our trailer for our vintage sprint car that I've been worrying about. If the trailer doesn't work right, the hauler doesn't work right, you don't even show up.
Yeah, that's it. We've had our fair share of problems getting to the track, but it seems like you always find a way to get there.
How did you get your start in racing, and what do you remember about your very first race?
My dad's been racing since the early 2000s, but we grew up around racing and at the racetrack all the time. So I begged my dad for years to get me a car, but could never afford it until I got a little older and started working. And then in 2016, he let me drive his super stock one night for my first race. And all I remember was I hit the wall one time and I spun out one time, but it was a good time. I enjoyed it.
What is a typical race week like for your team? What tracks do you attend regularly?
Usually, all summer long, it's KRA Speedway in Wilmer on Thursday nights, and then Fiesta City Speedway in Montevideo on Friday night, and then Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota on Saturdays.
You were a high school athlete. Does being in shape from basketball help you through those long, grueling, hot summer race weekends?
Yeah, I would have to say it definitely helps. I mean, you still get tired when you're sitting in the car and it's 100 degrees outside, but running some of them longer races on hot days, it definitely helps to be in shape.
The Northern Super Stock Series, July 23rd through August 1st. 7 tracks, 7 nights for a $30,000 purse. Now that's when being healthy comes in handy.
Yeah, for sure. I have not been able to make it to that yet, just because I've been in track points every year and I like to stick around at my local tracks, but someday I'm going to make it to that whole Super Stock Series.
That's pretty neat they have an event like that for that particular division, because the Steffes Street Stock Series has been doing really, really well, and hopefully they can grow this Northland Super Stock Series into something big like that.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good when you can get large car counts at different tracks throughout the Minnesota region.
And it's also a big benefit for fans to get to see the different super stock drivers from other tracks come to their home track and see what the competition is like.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, every part of Minnesota has fast cars, so once you get them all kind of in the same race, it's a lot of fun to watch and battle it out.
Why the super stock division? Is it totally because of your dad's driving experience? Was that the draw for you to get into a super stock?
Yeah, that was the main deal. Was we had parts and we knew setup stuff and whatever from the super stock, so it was just easiest to get me into one of them. And then I don't know, it's been fun ever since, and I've got a lot of friends in the class. I enjoy it, so that's what it's been ever since.
Now that you've been racing for a while, is there another division you might be eyeing to someday try out?
Well, I've always wanted to run street stocks or a class similar to that. So someday I would like to get one, but if eventually I get, you know, good enough and have enough money, I could move up to a modified or something like that. It'd be really fun to move up, but as of right now, there's no plans for that in the near future.
I think the street stocks are an awesome division, so if you chose to go to those, I know you'd have a good time, because there is some awesome tight racing in that division as well.
Yeah, for sure. I love that class.
You also have some interest in ice racing. Are there a few events around your Atwater area during the winter months?
Yeah, so the last, I suppose, 2 years now, one of my good friends, Zach Schultz, and their family puts on ice races out on the lake behind their place, and it's crazy how big it's gotten. There's so many cars and people that show up to watch. It's just a really good time, and they do that, I believe it's the first and last Saturdays in February. Every year they do that. And I know there's some more around the area too, but I get so busy all the time that I don't get to make it to them usually, but it's a really fun deal to get your racing fix for the winter, I guess.
My feeling on that is you really got to love the cold to do that.
Yeah, you find yourself sitting in the car with the heater on for most of the time, but it's a good time.
You are also engaged. Does it make everything better when you have someone like Sloan to share it with?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She's probably my biggest supporter in all of it, and I don't know how she puts up with it sometimes, but she always does and tries to keep all the attitudes positive during the race week, I guess. But it helps. I couldn't do it if she wasn't there for me, because there's been times where I've wanted to give up or what have you, but she just keeps me going, I guess.
And what's great, she's known you're a racer right from the start when you first met. If you had to introduce somebody brand new to racing, that's a little bit tougher when they're like, what the heck is all of this?
Right, yeah. I mean, she knew getting into it that I spent most of my free time at the racetrack, and she's been very, very supportive of that, so I can't complain at all.
Let's talk a little bit about your Thursday night track, KRA Speedway in Willmar. You finished fifth in Superstock points at the track, and Brock finished fifth in the Pure Stock track points. The neat thing about KRA, you never know on a regular Thursday night who's going to drop in and race with you. It could be Shane Sobraski. It could be Don Eichens. There are some super races when I look at the lineups on a Thursday night in Willmar.
Yeah, it's a fun track, but it's definitely a challenging track just because of the shape of it. And, yeah, you get guys like Sobraski comes down every once in a while, and he's always the top of the field. But even some of our weekly guys, I mean, Dexton Cook's there every week, Zach Schultz. We got some very talented guys that come basically every week, and then you get Shane Sobraski or Kevin Burdick comes down, or any of them guys come down, and it makes it even that much harder. So it's probably my most challenging place to race, but it's fun, especially when you have a good night there.
And for fans that have been to KRA Speedway, I always wanted to ask a driver, does the lake affect the track at all? If the water's higher, does it have any effect on the racetrack being so close?
I do know that they have some drainage tile and stuff in the infield, but I do believe if the lake is too high, it will cause problems and everything draining down there just because the infield's so low. And then this year they actually raised the pit area a little bit, or actually last year they did it. So that kind of drains down towards the street now. Before, it was kind of a bowl, so when it rained too much and the lake was too high, it never drained out of there, and it was just a big mud hole.
You and Gary Hussman had a great battle for the track championship at Madison Speedway.
Yeah, it was fun. I didn't have quite the year I did last year. We never really got the car back to how it was last year, but me and Gary race against each other a lot, and he's a really cool guy, and we get along pretty good. So it's fun to have somebody else that shows up every week and battles with you for that points title.
Seeing you race at Madison Speedway, it seems like that track really fits your driving style.
The track's very symmetrical, and it's got higher banking and a little more speed, so that, I think, definitely helps me. But for some reason, that track has always been really, really good to me, and I have figured out my car to work there the best. I'm not really sure why that is, but I'm glad it is because I love that track.
Have you ever had any issues with the turn four wall at Madison Speedway?
Turn four? Not really. A little bit past turn four on the front stretch one time, I wrecked my first super stack there back in 2018, I believe. So I had a little trouble there. It started coming out of four and then ended up head on into the front stretch wall.
I know Troy mentioned in an interview, if you get too high in turn four, there's a little lip there right by the wall. It'll suck you right in.
Yeah, there's been plenty of cars that that's happened to. So all the cars enter right there too before each race. So that makes that spot kind of hard and dry. So it, when you're coming out of the corner there, you got to be really careful up on top to stay out of that wall.
One of my all-time favorite races of the season is rapidly approaching, the Madtown Showdown.
Yeah, that is probably my favorite race of the year. But unfortunately, I won't make it this year because we have a wedding that weekend that we have to attend. But my car will be there with a different driver. I'm not sure exactly which driver it's going to be yet, but there will be another driver in my car for that weekend.
And that is exactly the same issue we have. We have a family wedding that weekend, and like my friends always say, whoever gets married during racing season?
That's exactly what my dad always says. But I guess wedding only happens once in a lifetime, hopefully, so better be there to support them. And it'll be good. I'm happy about it.
Talk about Linda One and her ultimate demise.
Linda One, yeah. That was my first car, and it was a good car, but it was an old. It was a 2003 affordable, so it was an older car. We got it cheap, and it definitely helped teach me how to learn how to drive. And I was finally getting pretty fast in it, and one night in Madison, we were coming out of turn four, and another driver, I believe something broke on their car, and they came down the track and clipped the right side pretty hard and turned me head-on into the front stretch wall, and she just got too bent to fix, so we had to go and get Linda 2.0, which is the car I drive now.
And it looks like Linda 1 definitely did her job, because that was some huge damage to that car, and you didn't get hurt at all.
Yeah, at first I didn't really even think about it, you know, just because it all happened so fast, but then thinking back on it, looking at the car, I was impressed with how it held up and how all my safety equipment helped me not get injured from that, so that was good.
Now, your current car, Linda 2.0, what type of chassis is that?
That is a 2010 Eagle, which currently they don't build right now, but hopefully in the future they'll be building some more cars.
When you first switched, how did that feel different from the affordable chassis?
At first, the affordable was a very easy car to drive, I would say, or a lot easier. It would turn really good through the center and everything, but coming off, it just didn't have the traction that this Eagle does. This Eagle was, at first, it was a pain in the butt to get through the corner, but once you got pointed straight, that thing had so much traction, you'd make gains on the straightaway like you couldn't believe.
Headkey Racing also has a parts trailer. Do you take that with you to every track you race?
Actually, we don't own the parts trailer. We own the trailer, but the parts are actually sold through KRA. So KRA purchases the parts and sells them all. KRA Speedway does. And we're the ones that run the trailer and sell the parts and everything for them, just to help the track make some more money and help pay for some of the bills. Because it's hard for tracks to stay around nowadays with the lack of fans and stuff, but every year we make it happen. But no, we just sell parts at KRA Speedway because the other tracks we go to already have vendors, and we want to respect that and let them get their business too.
And that's a big benefit for KRA, and it's also great for the drivers to have those parts on hand at the track.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to have the parts there. Nowadays, with being able to order parts online and everything, you don't sell as many as you used to, but every once in a while, somebody needs something from the trailer that night, so they come down and buy it.
Watching Superstocks at Viking Speedway, it is amazing the speeds they carry into the corners. Have you had a chance to run at Viking?
Yeah, I've been to Viking 3 or 4 times. I'm not quite sure how many. But it's crazy. You get going pretty fast. The one time I went there, my throttle actually got stuck wide open, so sometimes I got going into the corner a little faster than I wanted to. But it's definitely a different animal when you get on a track that big. But it's a good time to just feel the speed that you gain all the way down that long straightaway.
And you definitely don't want to go up over the top, because bad things happen.
Yeah, we've seen some pretty bad wrecks when that happens there. It's a pretty long jump if you hit it full speed.
You finished 3rd place in track points at Fiesta City Speedway in Montevideo battling it out with Jacob Knepper and Travis Scott.
Yeah, we had a pretty decent year there this year. Not quite as good as we were hoping, but it was good and it was fun. There's a lot of young guys that run that track with us, and it's fun to be able to battle with them every week. We're all pretty good friends and get along good, so it's a good time to just race against people that are around your age and have a lot of fun after the race and stuff.
Between KRA, Fiesta City, and Madison Speedway, does one of those trump all the rest, or is there another track you visited that you'd like to go back to?
I would have to say, just for personal reasons and how good my car seems to work there, Madison Speedway would have to be my favorite track to race at. But I do like them all, and I spent a lot of time at KRA, so I have some definite attachments to KRA Speedway too, but I just have not figured out how to be fast there yet.
Now we're into the heart of the fall special season. Where can fans see the number 19 of Braden Headke throughout the remainder of the 2021 season?
I'm not sure if I'll be at any specials or not yet. Sloan and I have a pretty busy fall coming up with a couple weddings and some other stuff going on, but I'm hoping I could maybe make it to either Ogilvy or up to Gondequoit and Superior, but we have to just see how it works out. I don't know.
Well, I hope to see you at the Topless Nationals, because that is a blast.
Yeah, that's usually like right around my birthday weekend, so I've always wanted to go up there, but I've never been able to make it work yet, usually because of high school and stuff like that. But now maybe this year we could rip the roof off and make an appearance.
The other nice thing about the fall specials is they draw huge crowds, and that is so much fun to race in front of a jam-packed grandstand that knows it's the end of the season and they just want to see a great race.
Yeah, definitely. Every race I'm in, I look up into the stands and see how many fans are up there, but there's no better feeling than seeing a bunch of people up there, especially a bunch of kids. I love seeing a bunch of kids up in the stands having a good time. So it's good. It's a lot more fun when you can do it in front of a large crowd.
And you do an incredible job growing the young fans when they come down in the pits to visit with you. You are making a fan for life.
Yeah, that's always my goal. Anytime I talk to a kid in the pits or an adult, I mean, it doesn't matter, but I always look back and when I was a kid, how certain drivers interacted with me, made me love the sport. Back when I was a kid, we used to walk around the pits and get cards or talk to different drivers every week. So when I see those less kids nowadays that do it, but when I see them, I make sure that I give them the time that they want to talk and explain whatever they have questions about. I love to see kids get into the sport. It's really great.
Thank you for that, because it is so important. What are your goals in the Super Stock division?
Well, my goals would be, I mean, my ultimate goal would be a WSOTA 100 win or national championship someday, but at this point, those goals aren't super realistic. So my goal every week is to try and have as much fun as I can and make sure that I keep racing fun for me and everybody else that's involved. If you're not having fun, you shouldn't be doing it. That's what I always say.
Who helps you out on the car in the shop, and who helps you out as far as sponsorship?
So in the shop, well, we don't really work in the shop because we don't have a shop big enough. So outside in the yard, it's usually my dad and then my brother Brett. He does a lot now. And then my other siblings, Brock and Brooke and Brendan, they help every once in a while. Then Sloan, she helps do the stuff that she can do, and she can do a lot for not being around it for very long. So it's good to have that support system there. And then I have a few sponsors that help me out in many different ways. Headke Performance, that's my dad. He builds engines. And then Redline Graphics, they do all my wraps. And JV Excavating, G-Unit Motorsports, Candy Auto Repair, Atwater Heating and Air Conditioning, and then Eagle Chassis, who built my car.
Braden, good luck throughout the rest of the 2021 season if you choose to get the car out. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to talk to you.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology in packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 507-455-2893. That's 507-455-2893.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a PowerLift architectural door on your home or cabin. PowerLift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
One of our brand new items, we're very excited to unleash our new 3D printed plastic trickery to our line. First part in that line is our new Raceiver mounts. They're available for the Fusion or Element. You can tie strap them to a roll bar, or we have a flat mount that you can pop rivet to your interior tin or the side of your helmet, or you can Velcro it. One of the nice features of having it on your helmet instead of being on your seatbelts or to a tube is you can get out in a hurry and not have to worry about where your receiver is or being tied down to your belts or tied down to a tube. It's real nice to have it on the side of your helmet so you can get out of the car very fast. Check us out online at weirdsmachine.com. Thank you.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
Aero Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at AeroRaceWheels.com.
You already know, Rhino Ag builds the most robust tractor accessories in the agriculture industry. Ever wondered what a Rhino would cost? Go to rhinoag.com and click on the Build Your Rhino tab. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. As always, contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at rhinoag.com.
Jesse, it's great to be back here at Medieval Chassis in Mankato, and I know you take a lot of pride in your business and what you build. Even one of my Dirt Show guests, who is a customer of yours, said when they first saw Medieval Chassis here in Mankato, they couldn't believe that race cars were built here because you can literally eat off the floor.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in what we have here. You know, I come from a background where, you know, perfection is what we strive for. And, you know, I did that out of my garage starting this business, and thankfully things have gone well and we've been able to expand and bring on great talent, great individuals. And, you know, it still holds true no matter what we do, whether it's, you know, building A-arms or race car chassis or rear ends, you know, we strive to be the best. We built this facility and I wanted it to be a showcase of what the dirt track racing could be and what a chassis manufacturer could be.
In 2020, the Dirt Show and Medieval Chassis collaborated on a new stock car chassis on our Big Deals auction site, and it was a blast. Everyone loved the promotion, and Medieval Chassis gained a brand new customer.
Yeah, we were great, fortunate to be a part of that. Obviously, we gained a great customer. They got a great chassis, and you know, we're looking forward to keeping that going here again this year on our modified.
Early in 2021, we discussed doing it again, and Dana informed me of a new development. Literally what I'm calling the dream team, the collaboration of you and Zane DeVilbiss, and the new DeVilbiss modified chassis.
Yeah, you know, when others are just, you know, striving to get by and keep their program going, we're always looking to be better. What's next? What's the next best thing? Keep leapfrogging and being in front of everybody else. 3-4 years ago, we had worked with Zane, and we're making his parts, making components for his chassis, and kept working with him and found that we worked together. His knowledge of the modified area and our capabilities, it was honestly a match made in heaven, per se. So we teamed up using his platform with our resources, and once we got things set and going, you know, no pun intended, but it's been off to the races.
You brought the chassis over to our home show in Owatonna, and it was sitting there, standing next to it. All I thought to myself is sleek, strong, and this thing just looks like a bullet sitting here without any suspension or bodywork on it.
Yeah, the old mentality of keeping it simple really holds true. You know, the modified world has gone through some ups and downs in technology. In years past, it's gotten overly complex and hard to tune. A lot of times racers tune themselves right out of a good handling car. So coming into this, we wanted to keep it very simple, very easy to adjust. Any racer could go out there and make the right adjustments. And then along with what we put into the chassis, into the suspension, again, having Zane and myself there for the support is just an extra notch in our belt.
Jesse, you and your family were at the Harris Clash at Deer Creek Speedway in early August and saw what happened live. Zane DeVilbiss and the DeVilbiss Modified won by half a track, which is virtually unheard of.
Yeah, you know, the old saying, preparation meets opportunity equals success, that holds very true. You know, we've worked and worked and worked on adjusting the setups, adjusting small things on the chassis. Obviously, he had a good opportunity through the show, starting up front, and capitalized on it. And, you know, the proof is in the video. He went out there and he absolutely dominated.
The funny thing is, as a fan, you learn when to and when not to talk to a driver. And when I was down in the pits at the Harris Clash prior to that race, the car was on jack stands. His dad was grinding tires. They're announcing 20 minutes to hot laps, and Zane's diving under the car with an adjustment wrench. And I thought, nope, don't talk to him right now. And the results were incredible. Last weekend, Brady Link at Deer Creek Speedway finished second in the Stock Car Nationals, while Zane was at Texas Motor Speedway showing fans how to get it done from last place in a DeVilbiss chassis.
Again, it just shows, you know, year in and year out, we keep pushing, we keep developing, and you know, there is no down to us as far as letting other people catch up. Brady ran a fantastic race, 40 laps, long race for the stock cars, and I think might have just used up his tires just a little bit too much. Having the field behind him that he had, you know, you got a lot of strong, a lot of talent back there, and, you know, kudos to him for running strong on that. And yes, Zane running down at Texas Motor Speedway and taking it right from the tail all the way to the front with a last lap pass, you couldn't expect anything less.
Even Scott Blomquist is trying out a DeVilbiss chassis.
Yep, you know, Zane and Scott have been friends for a while now, and he was in a DeVilbiss Modified last year at Las Vegas and got his feet wet there, and they've been keeping that relationship and working it, and he ran third at Texas Motor Speedway, and again, just understanding the driving style difference in a modified from a late model is a little bit different, and you know, each time he gets in there, it's always a riot.
One lucky winner is going to get a chance to purchase a brand new DeVilbiss chassis on our October 15th Big Deals auction coming up, and you're going to gain another new customer.
Yeah, every customer that we gain is just another piece of information that we can gain for our feedback and make our programs better. You know, that's one of the tricks that we do. We listen. You know, we listen to the racers. We listen to what the track is saying. You mentioned about Zane being under the car 20 minutes just before the race. You know, that's one of the keys because, you know, the track will change in the last 10 minutes of the race before you. And to know what you have to do to make your car the best possible, well, that's what it takes, being under there at every last second. So we look forward to the customer. We look forward to who gets this chassis and wherever they may be headed.
And speaking of listening, the customer not only gets the chassis, but as you say, the customer service that comes from the knowledge that both you and Zane have accumulated from years of experience, and that's something you really can't put a price on.
No, you know, and it's something that I think is still new to racers out there is understanding that, oh, wow, they put much more into the setups and into the information than everybody else. When we provide the chassis, we also provide a folder that has basically the recipe for that race car. It has every piece of information so that when it goes out on the track, it has the best potential for that track and that racer. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why our cars are up front the first night. Then we just dial in for as the track changes, as the driver gets some comfort level, and keep working with them.
Get ready to place your bid Friday, October 15th on the DeVilbiss chassis retailed at $7,550 and the starting bid is only $3,900. Someone is going to get a great deal and also a great chassis.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's going to a great event. We're excited about that. And just like everything else, you know, we just keep looking for the next opportunity and keep improving on our customer base and our program.
How can they find out more about DeVilbiss Medieval Chassis and do some research before this auction?
Well, obviously we have our websites, Medieval Chassis and Medieval Metalworks. We also have our Facebook pages, both Medieval Chassis and DeVilbiss Racing Chassis. You can check them out. Otherwise, give us a call, shoot us a text, just get a hold of us one way or another.
Jesse, as always, it's great to be here. This place is a blast.
Always my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
VP Racing Fuels is a world leader in performance fuel technology. That includes VP Small Engine Fuel, the perfect fuel for your 2- and 4-cycle gas-powered tools, including chainsaws, generators, trimmers, blowers, and more. VP Small Engine Fuel is blended with no ethanol, ensuring easier starts, worry-free long-term storage with fewer repairs. And the 2-cycle blend is pre-mixed with oil, so there's no measuring, no mixing, no mess. Just pour it in and start it up. Learn more about VP Small Engine Fuel at vp-scf.com.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Justice Brothers Automotive, Agricultural, and Industrial Additives, Lubricants, and Cleaners have been in business for over 80 years. Justice Brothers is America's brand for quality manufacturing oil additives, fuel additives, coolant additives, and many more products to keep your vehicles and equipment running smoothly. Decrease downtime and increase machinery reliability and life, which increases your profits. Justice Brothers products are available at your local parts store, fleet stores, and hardware stores. Call us at 1-800-533-7492 or visit our website at www.justicebrothers.com. Proud sponsor of the Dirt Show and many Midwestern race teams over the past 50 years. Ask racers like Bob Hopp, Joe and Jimmy Kuba, Terry McCarl, Greg Delansky, Kelly Schrock, Travis Sherman, Brooke Tatnall, what they think. Performance is proof. Reliability is essential. Go with the winner. Justice Brothers.
Race fans, SprintCarStuff.com is your online stop for everything in the sprint car world. From apparel, jewelry, and books to die-cast sprint cars, posters, and gifts, SprintCarStuff.com has everything you need for the sprint car fan on your shopping list. And SprintCarStuff.com is the online site of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, so every purchase on SprintCarStuff.com helps support the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Promote the future of sprint car racing and preserve the past. That's SprintCarStuff.com for all of your sprint car merchandise needs.
Fires Engine Service of Rochester opened its doors in 1975
Hi, this is Corey. Since 1975, we've been offering complete engine machining services and assembly. From flatheads to big blocks, Y-blocks to drag race engines, street rods to pulling tractors, Fires Engine Service offers complete dyno service. So if your race car or street car needs a little under the hood, trust the place who's been there since 1975. Contact Fires Engine Service at 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information. Extreme.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be at Midwest Collision in Faribault, and I am joined by Bob. And Bob, first of all, I want to thank you for sponsoring our recent Full Throttle Demolition Derby, and you and your wife were there that night, and wow, what a blast.
Yeah, it was quite the show. I haven't been to a Demolition Derby in probably 10 or 15 years since I quit running them myself, and really impressive. Collins and Crew 92 did a heck of a job putting on a show in Clay, and it was pretty cool to see all that.
It was hard to believe the massive hits those cars took that night, and they still kept running. Somebody said, oh, you need to make the arena bigger, and I'm like, I don't think they want to get these cars moving any faster, because it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I talked to a couple of the guys that drive out there, and they said they never ran on a track that big before, so it was a pretty big track. There was definitely a lot of hard hitting, and some of them cars kept running and running.
And one of the things I was literally thinking as I was sitting there, I seen those massive hits, and I thought, what a job to have to repair an actual hit like that on the highway, to see a van come in with damage like that, and then you repair it to pre-accident condition.
Yeah, most of our stuff's too new. It wouldn't last very good in a hit like that. But, yeah, if, you know, there's pretty hard accidents out there once in a while. And most time we can fix them up pretty nice. If it's too far gone, we'll total them out. We don't want everybody getting hurt in a vehicle not repaired properly.
Paint technology. The advancement in paint and the quality of the outcome compared to 25 or 30 years ago is literally amazing.
Yeah, we currently spray water-based paint, which is what they spray from the factory, so our color matches are a lot better than they used to be 15, 20 years ago. It's also environmentally safe, which is a huge plus.
Yeah, you think about the toxic stuff we were using years ago, and you literally had to walk out in a space suit to even use the stuff, and now you're using water-based.
Yep, it's some pretty nasty stuff back in the day. We still have the conventional clear coats and sealers, but your color itself is water-based.
The other benefit for a customer here at Midwest Collision is you doing all the dealing with the insurance company for them. I have heard you on the phone working out the details on parts and estimates, and for anybody that would have to do that themselves, that would be a real pain in the butt. And just to leave it all up to Midwest Collision is a great relief, especially after you just wrecked your vehicle.
Yeah, after a car accident, most people are a little razzled and just want somebody to take care of things, and we're more than happy to do that for them. As long as we're with the insurance company and information like that, we can get everybody back up and running.
During your long career, you have painted just about everything. You recently repaired and painted a Stearman biplane that was damaged in a tornado. This plane was covered with cloth, and to get that as beautiful looking as you did, that is an amazing accomplishment and a really cool project.
Yeah, thanks, Clarence. It was quite the project. It was something different, and we always like doing something a little different around here. Very time-consuming, but the end prize was well worth it.
Did the pilot offer you a ride?
Yes, he has. I have not taken him up on that yet.
You're also a drag race fan. Have you had a chance to get out to any of those events this season?
Yeah, we went up to Brainerd for the Nationals this year. It was a really good show. Nice, cool weather, fast times, and nice to see everybody back out and about after the pandemic.
What's really nice up at Brainerd is you can really get up close and personal with the teams and the drivers.
Yep, you can get right up there right next to the header pipes and smell the nitromethane, and it'll make your eyes water a little bit.
Deer season is upon us. Hunters will be in the fields, and so will the farmers. So deer will be running on the roads like rats.
Yep, it's been a lot of deer hits this year already, so I can't even imagine what's going to happen when the crops start coming out and the leaves start falling and the hunters get in the fields. But, yeah, if you need help, we can definitely help you out.
I want to thank you for sponsoring The Dirt Show and also for sponsoring Troy Moss. Troy loves to drive things that stand out from everybody else, and his El Camino Pier Stock is really cool, and I hear fans talking about it all the time when he pulls out onto the track.
Yeah, Troy's quite the guy. He's a heck of a race car driver, and he's always willing to try something different.
Troy's dad, Jack, he's still at it after all these years, and I don't know how many years of racing he has under his belt, but he's still collecting checkered flags, too.
Yep. Jack's quite the guy as well. You know, like, he's 72 years old now, and he's been racing since he was maybe 12 or 15. He actually took me to my first race when I was 12 years old. He snuck me into the pits, and that got me hooked on racing.
That'll do it. How can they find out more about all the things you can do here at Midwest Collision in Faribault?
Give us a call whenever you want. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., 507-332-2434.
Bob, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you, Klein.
Your home is your sanctuary. The next time you need appliance service, invite someone in that will treat it that way. Sorensen's Appliance Service is locally owned with 15 years of experience. Sorensen's Appliance Service also has fully certified technicians who will leave your home as clean as they found it. If you want fast, efficient, and cleanly service, contact Sorensen's Appliance Service today, 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Medieval Metalworks is a 25,000 square foot facility in Mankato specializing in CNC tube laser and bending, and is the only facility in the area with those capabilities. Medieval Metalworks is a leading precision metal fabrication shop offering all the latest custom metal fabrication technologies under one roof. Whether you need a one-off custom part or thousands of parts produced for your business, contact Medieval Metalworks at 507-386-3930 or stop by and see them at 3000 Technology Drive in Mankato.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevland Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpster. Contact Chris and his staff today for small town service at a small town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Celebrating 100 years of family-owned excellence, Pulver Towing will always be there for you. With multiple locations, an experienced staff, and quality customer service, Pulver Towing has emergency service available 24-7, and they work around the clock to offer towing, recovery, and roadside assistance to our communities. If you need them, call 507-282-3851. That's 507-282-3851. Pulver Towing, the premier towing experts.
As the leading slat replacement professionals in the U.S., Altenburg Construction knows what works and what doesn't. Simply put, they understand your business. Altenburg Construction started in 1994 and has over 27 years of experience and has completed more than 5,000 hog and cattle barns in 14 states. Every customer is unique and every situation is different. That's why their employees are company trained. Trust the slat replacement professionals at Altenburg Construction. Give them a call, 888-435-2210, or see altenbergconstruction.com.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at garageforce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Thursday night was opening night of the Fall Jamboree at Deer Creek Speedway. In the 30-lap USRA Modified A Main, Jake Tim over Zach Vanderbeek. In the USRA B-Mod A Main, Jim Chisholm over Ben Mowdry. On to night two at Deer Creek Speedway on September 24th. In the A-Modified 40-lap A-Main, Jake Tim over Tanner Mullins. and in the USRA B-Mod 25-lap A-Main, Jim Chisholm over Chris Jackson. And finale night, Saturday night, September 25th, the Fall Jamboree in the A-Modified 50-lap finale, Jake O'Neill over Derek Ramirez. And in the USRA B-Mod 30-lap A-Main, Jim Chisholm over Troy Hovey. Last Saturday night, September 25th, was the final night of racing at Arlington Raceway in the Hobby Stock A-Main. Corey Probst over Tyler Manderfield. In the Sport Compacts, RJ Esquita over Dustin Dosey. In the Sport Modifieds, Matthew Loaf over Jeff McCollum. In the Carts, Jake Robb, Braden Allen, Travis Manderfield, and Megan Voss all took checkered flags. In the Modified A-Main, Kurt Lund over Clint Hattelstead. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Carl Hewitt Jr. over Jonathan Schroeder. In the Sprint Cars, Michael Stein over Chris Graft. And in the Stock Cars, Matt Speckman over Brent Euchre. It was the final night of racing at Fairmont Raceway for the season fan appreciation night. In the A-Mod A-Main, Josh Rogatsky over Kelly Shryock. In the Stock Cars, Dustin Larson over Derek Green. In the B-Mods, Jared Baumeister over Dan Paplow. In the Hobby Stocks, DJ Clinton over Gavin Bussinger. In the Sport Compacts, Jaden Larson over Logan Kelly. And in the Tri-State Late Model 20-lap A-Main, Nick Beinhoff over Justin Zeitner. Granite City Motor Park was racing last Sunday night, September 26th. In the Street Stocks, Braden Brower over Justin Vogel. In the Wasota Late Model A-Main, Dave Moss over Shane Edgington. In the Hornets, Justin Sklitsky over Jenna Hageman. In the Midwest Mods, Brendan Gov over Lucas Rodden. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Chad Funt. In the Modified A-Main, Don Ishens over Dennis Check. Last Friday night, Huset Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota kicked off a three-day weekend starting Friday night, September 24th, with Cheaters Day. In the Tri-State Late Model 30-lap A-Main, Justin Zeitner over Chad Olson. In the Street Stocks, Zach Oliver over Tim Dan. In the B-Mods, Eric Faber over Jared Nitro. In the Hobby Stocks, it was Dustin Gulbranson over Caden Wessels. Saturday night, September 25th, was night one of championship night at Huset Speedway. In the 410 Wing Sprint Cars, Justin Henderson over Matt Jewell. In the Race Saver Sprint Car A-Main, Nick Berger over Bailey Ballinger. And in the Limited Late Model Street Stocks, Corey Yeh over Matt Stauerwald. And championship night at Huset Speedway, Sunday, September 26th. In the Wing 410 Sprint Car A-Main, Ryan Timms over Brooke Tantnell. And in the Race Saver Sprint Cars, Brandon Bosma over Dusty Ballinger. Also last Sunday night, September 26th, Terry McCarl collects $5,000 as the Sprint Invaders invade 34 Raceway in Burlington, Iowa, with Garrett Williamson finishing second.
Staring out upon his sign with sagging numbers and no dollar sign, missing letters, he was short an E, so he made do with a backwards 3. The faces were faded, their luster they lacked. They were dingy, dirty, yellowed, and cracked. He stood there and thought with his ladder and letters, this was the day he would choose something better. He'd no longer struggle in the rain, sleet, and snow. He picked up the phone and called up Sign Pro. The pros down at Sign Pro heard his dismay and offered a solution, an electronic display. This best of the best, this newest of new, would solve all his problems and be pleasant to view. Vibrant colors and pictures that change all day long would deliver a message that was fun, clear, and strong. No more would he climb up to struggle with change. He could program from office or home or golf range. The choice was so perfect, he found Sign Nirvana with just one quick call to Sign Pro of Owatonna. Call Sign Pro of Owatonna now at 507-444-6261 to schedule an on-site demonstration with one of our professionals. We will answer all your message center questions and show you how to make full use of this powerful marketing tool. Stop struggling with your old display or with no display. Call Sign Pro of Owatonna at 507-444-6261.
Join the dark side. DeVilbiss Racing Chassis specializes in modified and sport mod chassis. All chassis have laser cut and CNC bent pro moly tubing. DeVilbiss has teamed up with Medieval Metalworks to capitalize on cutting edge manufacturing processes and consistencies. DeVilbiss offers the industry's top first-hand technical support. Parts are on hand, so there is no delay in racing. DeVilbiss is now servicing all regions, including locations in New Mexico and Minnesota. Contact Zane
505-402-4505.
Hi, this is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. Check out Miskin.com. You'll see all the parts available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals ready to part out. Plus, we can also locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Miskin Auto Parts has been buying junkers and providing parts to our customers since 1972, and we ship out parts daily. Call us today at 507-684-2100 or check us out online at Miskin.com.
Make light work of everything with Honda's top-of-the-line family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides. All models sport a best-in-class engine and an exclusive 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission. Then there's the 1005 models, equipped with Honda's quick-flip seating that seats up to 5 passengers. So find your next Honda Pioneer today at Trimble Cycle Center in Austin. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.